subtle skills, big results.
Welcome to the Ninja Selling Podcast.
Welcome back to the Ninja Selling Podcast. Matt and Garrett are back with you again, as always, and we're excited to be sharing more information, more great ideas, and more thoughts with the Ninja Nation out here. If you're new tuning into us, please check us out on the Facebook page. We got an amazing group growing there, incredible people. If you want to learn more about what Matt and I are doing on a day-to-day basis, we coach, do a lot of coaching. I oversee a large group of coaches with Ninja Coaching. You can find more information about that and installations and whatnot of all Ninja Selling at the ninjaselling.com website. So go check that out if you want more information there. And Matt, let's jump right in today, man. I'm excited to share time with you. And I think with everything that's kind of going on out here right now, there's a lot of people unsure on what should I be focused on, attention getting dragged in different directions. And, you know, I think we can simplify this down a little bit today and just kind of put it into perspective of what's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is our first recording since the big news that came out about the proposed NAR settlement. So this is kind of your and I first podcast of having that element out there, which is not going to be what we're talking about.
This is not the first time we've talked about it. Really clear. This
no, is not definitely bad. Not. Definitely not the first time we've talked about it. What's great is we have coming up today after we record, we're doing an amazing think tank with our coaching community to talk about this topic. So if you, what a great benefit for the people who are involved in coaching too. And we are going to share that out also to everyone, or at least snippets of it and things depending on how that gets edited up. So look out for that. You probably already saw it by the time this episode goes out.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, it's been done. Old news. Great. Thanks, Matt.
But what we get to talk about today is like one of the most important things that we should be doing. I mean, not just during this time, but especially during this time, but all times why being in flow with your people is so outrageously important. You have a great kind of analogy here for this.
It's funny, as you were kind of going like, oh, let's just bring this back to flow. And I could see some people listening to this kind of going like, oh, yeah, I know. Being flow. I get it. But the reason
but
we,
do you?
The reason we wanted to go down this today is as my lovely wife, who I she's brilliant. And she came in last night and she said, I have an idea for a podcast. She says, I've been thinking about this. I've been watching this thing kind of play out. And she goes, this makes sense to me. And I think it'll make sense to others. What she did was about a week ago, maybe less than a week, she ordered flowers online. Really beautiful. Big bouquet of flowers, all the same kind. And what her whole thing was to divide these into different groups and then put them in different places of the house. Now, anybody who's done this, you realize very quickly there are different parts of the house you go to more often, and there's ones that you walk by more often that get more attention. And she's noticing the results of how these flowers were holding up. And some were doing well, and some were not doing well. And so last night while we were cooking dinner, she said, okay, she goes, here's what I've noticed. She said, there's the ones by the front door. So by our front door, we have a big wine barrel, and on top of it, she put a set of these flowers. And these flowers we see every single day as we walk in and out. And it's easy to walk past it and go like, oh, you're a little low on water. Let's give you a little bit of water. And like, we'll run into the kitchen and grab the pitcher. We'll fill those up. There's another set of flowers in a different part of the house that we don't go to quite as often, but we do go around it. And those flowers, Sarah noticed the other day, were getting low on water. They were doing that thing that flowers do right when they're starting to get low on water. And they're like, I'm not feeling very well. And you give them water. And she's like, they sprang right back to life. She goes, it was really cool to see them like bounce back to life. She goes, there's another vase of flowers though that ain't doing so hot. And she said, I didn't realize they were out of water till they were really out of water. She goes, are they dead? No, they're not. She goes, but I'm doing everything I can to see if I can bring them back to life right now. I have recut the stems because I've put more water in. And she's like, and they are just not, they're not dying, but they're not really coming back. Like they're in this limbo stage. And she says, this is how relationships work. And I was like, all right, you have my full attention. So thank you for the flower story. You have my full attention. She said, you know, the ones on the front porch, she goes, you give them love a little bit here and there. She goes, the water's the love. And you just give them a little bit of water and give them a little bit of water. And you come back, and you give them a little bit of water and give them a little bit of water. And they thrive and they're beautiful and they're happy. She says, there's relationships out there that you let go just a little bit too long. She goes, but you can snap them back around. If it's just a little unhealthy and it's just a little kind of broken, you can bring it back to life if you just acknowledge it and take the action with it. She says, and then there's some that you can't bring back. It's like, they're never going to be as good as they used to be. They're never going to be what that relationship was at one given time. And she's like, and some of those, you just got to decide, like, do I just go get new flowers, you know, recreate? Like, what's the time and energy it's going to take to refix this relationship now? So this was the thought. I loved it. It got me seriously thinking about everybody in my database and how much have I attended to them and taking care of them. And it'll totally make sense. I look at my amazing relationships that I have, and it's like, yeah, I'm watering them all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. So, Matt, there you go, sir. Let's jump into that one.
I love it because it highlights the importance of frequency, of flow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know a lot of people will be like, oh, but I had this really great thing that went out to all my people this one time, right? And I know even with everything that's going on, people are thinking, what is the big thing that I need to do to really send to my people to help them understand what's going on in this landscape? And it's like, listen, what we need to do is just talk to our people.
Yeah.
Frequently. And also look for those little touches that happen in the gaps of the live conversations, those little text messages, those little touches that all of a sudden strengthen this relationship. And I think about the dying flowers in this analogy. And I'm like, that is the relationship where you still can have that relationship, but from a business perspective, they may already have another realtor that is their now advisor, right? You can get that relationship back. That's the nice thing about relationships. You can get that back.
Yep.
But the effort to go through to get it back is going to be a lot. And it's also natural too. I even look at that and say, hey, this is our database. And normally throughout the year, we have the people that we are having frequent conversations with. They are the vibrant part of our database. And there's people who kind of start to fade away. And that's okay if we keep bringing in new people as well, right? So this flow of the database and the flow that we have with our people is the business. And while it seems like, okay, yes, I know I hear you guys talk about it so much, it's like, but everything that we look at, agents who are thriving in any market, it comes down to flow. And particularly right now, it's funny, I said to an agent, you know, with everything that's going on with this, if you're getting people sending you articles, just pick up the phone and talk to them. They're like, oh, duh.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Of course. I can just pick up the phone and talk to all these people. I'm like, yeah, you don't have to text them back and defend your position. Just call and be like, hey, cool, awesome. What do you guys think about this? And listen.
The ability to have some incredible conversations around this and just to hear what other people are hearing and what they're thinking. You said the word defend, and I think that that's where a place that a lot of people are getting into is a defensive role around this whole thing, defending what they think their value is, defending what they think people, you know, what their fees are worth, and defend. It's a lot of defensive stuff coming up, and a lot of that is scarcity. And, you know, the reality here is that people move towards value. And if we are defensive, a lot of times we're also hiding. We kind of can go back in the background because we don't want to, that defensive energy is not fun always to be in. So we're kind of like, you know what, I'm just going to walk away, take some time by myself, let this thing kind of, you know, fix itself. And the reality is, it's like, this is the opportunity to lean into these great conversations, these great relationships. Currently, right now, the opportunity is right in front of you. And we keep hearing about all these people, Matt, that are going like, oh, people are not going to use us, or they're going to go unrepresented, or all these other things. It's not just using the other agent. They're thinking people are going to potentially go unrepresented. And I just want to remind everybody, one, that's nothing new. So let's just clear that up real fast. That's been around for a long time. And second is that for the most part, high stress, high risk situations, real estate is one of them. I've been using the example, Matt, of like when you hire an attorney or you get sued, you have the opportunity to stand in front of the judge and say, like, I'm going to represent myself. Like, I've got this one. We're going. And these options have been here for people all along. And there might be moments of like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it on my own. And sometimes we enter into that and we go, what was I thinking? Like, no, like, I'm going to go talk to the person that I trust, the person that's been in my world that has the answers around real estate, and see if they can help me through this. So this is why the relationships are so important right now. And this is why the communication is so important right now. And this is why you got to take every opportunity not to text back, but to actually pick up the phone and be like, what do you think about this? Because Matt, the opportunities are all there.
It's all there. And I will say this too. The other thing that is going to be quite prominent, which it already is going to be the noise that comes out of this, right? You know, while you're not in flow, there's going to be advertisements. I mean, we've already seen the amount of recruiting that's been going on aggressively during this time too. Like just in the past week from when we're recording this, right? Yep. Like it's crazy how many people are jumping in to like, oh, let's go strike while the iron's hot. And so there's going to be a lot of marketing and other things that go out to consumers. If you're a broker, that are going to go out to other agents. So the importance of being in flow helps you be the one that people come to. And then the marketing and everything that other people do actually elevates you in somebody else's mind. I always like to say this as an example. Like if you're in really good flow with your people and your big competitor has a billboard on the highway where that person travels, where your people travel, they'll look at that billboard and go like, oh, look, there's Garrett, that realtor. Like, I wonder if Matt knows him. I wonder if Matt's done any deals with him, right? And maybe next time you talk, be like, hey, Matt, by the way, do you know Garrett? I see his billboard all the time. Like, is he good? Like, do you like doing business with him?
Yeah, what's the story in that guy? It's everywhere.
You know, and like, that's a great thing. But if we're not in flow and your people are out driving down the highway and they're like, you know what, maybe I should give that guy Garrett a call too. I wonder if he offers anything different than what, you know, Matt does, who sold our house last time, but I haven't heard from Matt in a while. So let's give Garrett a call.
I want to expand this out just for fun a little bit, Matt, because like we're sitting here talking about kind of the real estate agent and being in flow, relating this to flowers. You know, I want to just kind of throw this out. Like, let's say you're an owner or managing broker of an office right now. Who are your flowers? Who are the people that you need to be watering and giving attention to? And Matt, you said recruiting's on a really high level right now, out here right now. With that being said, that means that if you're not giving time and attention to the people that are in your office and giving them love and giving them support and being the person that's there for the answers and the difficult conversations that maybe they're very scared about right now, this is your chance to do it. Because guess what? Somebody will fill that role because they're looking for answers. People are looking for guidance. They're looking for support. They're looking for comfort. They will go find it if you're not giving it to them. Same thing with real estate.
And they're going to like that person who's given it to them, right? I mean, you know, from maybe going from a flower perspective to a pet perspective, right? You know, swap your flowers with your dogs.
The flowers, you just toss them out when they die because you didn't take care of them. This is very sad, Matt. I don't know where you're going, but...
No, what I'm saying is if you become the person that's putting water in the dog's bowl, putting food in the dog's bowl versus somebody else, they're going to be like, oh, Garrett's my new favorite human.
This is true.
And that's what happens in the recruiting world too, is if other managers and companies are giving time and attention to agents saying like, hey, here's how we can help you through this period of transition or turmoil or whatever, or here's how we can help you thrive. And you as a manager or as a broker are not doing that for your agents, which anybody who's listening to this that's a ninja manager, you probably are doing these things. But there's always a little bit more that we can do. And when we think about the first flower, set of flowers, where it's just a little bit of water, right? That's just the, you know, hey, how are you doing today, right? Oh, tell me about something awesome that happened on this deal. I see this contract came through and it looked like it was a really good one. First of all, I just want to say congratulations. And you know, tell me a little bit more about the clients. Tell me their story, right?
Yep.
Let your agents be excited with you and celebrate with you. And even if they're having a tough time, be like, hey, yeah, tell me about what's going on. How can I help?
Well, even if you're a lender out here right now, like I look at all these opportunities that are around us and it's like, you know, there's a lot of people that are freaking out about all that aspect of it. It's like, if you're a lender, create conversations with all the people out here right now that are stressed out over what this means and how this works and what this is looking like. Like, this is your opportunity to pick up the phone, have some great phone calls. You don't need to talk business, just be in people's worlds. Like, the opportunity is out there right now for this great, great, great relationships, Matt. And it's easy to hide. It's easy to hide when things get scary. It's easy to hide when you don't know what the future looks like or what this is all going to pan out to be. And hiding is the wrong thing to do right now. Engaging is the best thing you can do, even if you don't have the answers. And I think a lot of people don't want to make the phone calls because they don't have the answers to be able to give. And it's totally okay, because as we're sitting here right now, even with the settlement that's put on the table, what, July is when that thing's actually going to maybe?
Yeah, if it gets approved in the time. Yeah, right. And it's a, well, I mean, we don't need to get into the whole logistics of this, but it's not like this isn't a law change. This isn't a, you know, you're not allowed to do this or that. It's really a form of how the co-broke fees are being advertised, and which is going to, yes, increase transparency, increase conversation, probably increase negotiation and all those things. But what it doesn't do is prevent people from seeking a trusted advisor. Human behavior does take a long time to change. So even if this is a seismic change, like some of the headlines have said, it takes a while for consumers to change their behavior, particularly when it comes to seeking advice from someone they trust. So be the person that they go to.
Let's talk about seismic changes real fast. And I know we're opening up a whole nother can of worms here, Matt, but like at one point in time, the MLS and all the homes that are available to be sold and all the ones that have sold were not available for the public to see. It was impossible for the public to see it. And when that thing went live to the public, everybody freaked out. I was talking with another one of my coaches and she's like, do you remember when electronic signatures came to be? And everybody was like, this can't, like, this is not okay. We need pen to paper. And then, you know, that's how our business works. And it streamlined and, you know, made things extremely smooth as we move forward. COVID was a huge disruptor. And we're like, how do we do this? And what is this going to look like? And we saw people have the biggest and best years coming out of that. And it streamlined other things that we never thought we would see real estate done in certain ways. And it's like, well, that actually worked. We can make this work. Lockboxes. I mean, we can go way back, like to as far back as we want to go.
And none of these things changed the relationship, really, when you think about it, of having an advisor help you buy or sell.
Nope.
Did it change maybe the dynamics, the tools used? Sure. But you look at the history, I mean, it's funny, I always look at these NAR charts and they're like, look at all these differences in like what happened of who used a realtor, who didn't use a realtor. I'm like if you spread out the chart really wide, it looks almost like a flat line, right? Like over 90%, I think was the recent NAR profile of home buyers and sellers, 90% of people used a realtor to buy or sell a house.
Well, and Matt, there's a lot of people speculating out here, and I hear realtors saying, but it's going to be so much more difficult. They're making it more difficult. And I want to just say, because I grew up in the area where I used the MLS book as a booster seat in the car. Like, I know the MLS book. I remember flipping through for fun, looking at homes and would have the price and would have all the parameters. And a new book came out, I think once every 2 weeks, a new book was given out to the real estate agents. So that data in there, like at the end of 2 weeks, was really dated. And that means when you wanted to go look for a house with your client, you sat with a book and you flipped it open and you went page by page through the price ranges because it was all broken out in price ranges by area. And you picked up the phone and you called, is that home still available? Oh, no, it's not. Okay, next one. Is that home still available? Oh, no, it's not. Oh, it is still available. You know, can we get a time to go see it? This was like the streamlining of this business as we've gone along. The complaints that we have right now about, oh, this business is going to get so much more difficult. It is so much easier than it has ever been in the history of real estate that these little things, take a big, deep breath. Take a big, deep breath, because at the end of the day, Matt, as you were saying, which I 100% appreciate and I agree with, is that people need trusted advisors. They need a professional. They need someone they can lean on that they trust and say, hey, what do we do? What does this look like? And help them negotiate this stuff. Help them get to where they want to go.
And bringing it back to the flowers, right? Whatever is going to happen, still one of the best ways for you to attract people to your world for business or whatever, to help people, is going to be being in flow with them. Having a lot of conversations, high quality conversations, high frequency with the people in your database, showing up for them. That is going to be the driver, regardless of what changes happen. That is going to be a driver of your business, regardless of how you do business. If you want to attract opportunities to help people with buying and selling real estate, you need to be talking to people. And so this is, you know, another sign for you.
Another.
If you needed another one, to talk to your people, be in flow, maintain those great relationships, and it's going to work out for you and for your clients in a big way.
Yeah, I would say if we want to kind of put this into a little bit of a time perspective, every 30 days with a nice mailer going out, also at the same time, every 30 days of having an actual conversation with somebody, that is like the fresh flowers that we had by the front door that are just happy and thriving and they're just bouncing along. And you're like, look, every 30 days, I just drop by and just be like, just check on them, see how things are going. That's a really, really, really healthy situation. When you start getting to 6 months, just know that they might be looking a little peaked. They might be out of water here a little bit. Like we might need to refill that glass, make sure it's okay. You get to a year of not talking to somebody. And I'm watching this in my world right now as my life has changed. My kids are now off in college. There's a lot of relationships that I don't see on the soccer fields every day. I don't see them at the sporting events when my kids were in high school. I'm watching those relationships get weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And where I used to be able to call them and say, like, let's go grab dinner. And they'd be like, we're in, we'll meet you down there, or we'll meet you after the game and we'll be down there. Now it's like, well, yeah, we got this going on and this is happening. Like, let's take a rain check. Maybe we can do it. And it never takes place. And it's just because those relationships are like, they're the flowers right now that have run out of water. And now I'm trying to go, okay, can I bring them back to life? Is it possible? And just be careful. Just, you know, pay attention to your people because it can happen pretty fast. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, can I save them? And you all know that pot of flowers. You're like, ah, can I save it? Can I save them? Like bring them back to life a little bit, get a couple more days out of them.
Yeah.
Be careful.
And don't let the ones go that you want to have those relationships with, right? Like there's going to be some where you're like, yeah, I'm okay with that. But there's probably a few, if you went and looked at, you're like, I really do want to have a good relationship with this person. I need to put some water in there, right? I want those flowers to stay alive.
I didn't like those flowers to begin with. They were kind of,
Well, I mean, some situationals, right? Like you might be like, yeah, I enjoyed seeing that parent on the sidelines of the soccer field, but you know, I'm okay with not maybe being in high frequency with them now. But so be mindful of that, guys. That's the message for today as you begin this incredible month of April. And guys, if you want to continue this conversation and share and be supported by other people who are on this journey with you, head over to our Facebook group. Search for the Ninja Selling Podcast on Facebook. We have like over 15,500 people now or something like Garrett, like in there, super active.
Everybody.
A lot of chatter on going on different things. A lot of suggestions, people sharing how they do affirmations, sharing how they do gratitude, sharing how they do flow, how they organize their handwritten notes. There was somebody in there the other day being like, hey, I'm starting this, you know, new 8x8 thing that I'm doing, and here's what I'm doing. Just people voluntarily sharing and other people asking questions and people having incredible comments to help be supportive. So if you want to be in a community with amazing people, go join up our podcast group over there on Facebook. You're gonna love it. And you can always check out all the other stuff, as Garrett said in the beginning, over at ninjaselling.com, and just stay on this podcast too. You know, we appreciate you guys listening as always, man. Garrett, thanks for this. Thank you, Sarah. For this idea. Thank you, Sarah, for this idea, because what a good one it is.
It is.
So, all right, guys. Well, hey, we'll catch you on the next one. Have a great day. See y'all later.
Thanks, everyone.
If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, visit us at theninjasellingpodcast.com.
There you will also find links for more information about Ninja Selling and coaching. Have an incredible day.